Well, we've got something special here at this moment that's been worked on for a couple of months now, or a little longer, and gonna get a good bit of participation. Let me read one little piece of scripture, and then I'm going to turn it over to Larry, Brother Larry, to move forward with Challenge 22. A piece of scripture that I want to read is out of Nehemiah. I want to remind you of something here. In the first verse and following, it says, "And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation, both of men and women, and all that could hear with understanding, upon the first day of the seventh month. And he read therein before the street that was before the water gate, from the morning until midday, before the men and the women and those that could understand. And the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law." This morning, we're not going to read the book of the law, but what we are going to do is read about the law. Inside the 119th Psalm that we have here that is going to be presented this morning in its totality, longest chapter in the Bible, there are many places that it talks about law, ordinance, judgments, statutes, commandments, the word. And as you read, as these folks come, they're not going to be reading, they're going to be quoting from memory their section of this particular Psalm 119. I want you to pick up on these things. Pick up on what the theme is and what he's talking about. Be attentive to the very words that are coming forth here this morning. It's the very words that come forward that'll change a life, that'll change your heart. And there's much that is said about it. Now, we don't know exactly who the author of this is. Could be David. Some believe it's Ezra. Some believe it's Daniel. But whoever the individual was that penned these words under inspiration of the Holy Ghost, we know this. They went through some hard times. They went through some heartaches and went through some struggles. So if you're here this morning and you've been through some heartaches and times and trials and struggles, this psalm is for you. If you're one that needs encouragement, needs a poking, needs a little prodding to get forward this year with the laws and commandments and statutes and ordinances of the Word of God, this psalm is for you. I would say this morning that there's something here for everybody. There's something in here for everybody this morning. If you listen attentively, as these folks of old did by the water gate, as they listened there, you listen here this morning. And God bless you as we move forward. Can I pray? And then whenever I say amen, Brother Larry will be in my place here, in this place, and he'll take charge of the service. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the opportunity to come out this morning and camp around the Word of God. I pray, dear God, that the work that has been done in each individual heart and life over the last few months, Lord God, would flood forth, Lord God, into this room, and Lord, help those of us that stand by listening attentively, Lord God, to what you want said this morning. We ask you, Father, that you might superintend our affairs. I pray, God, that we might respond accordingly, respond aright to what we hear from your word this morning. Help us, Lord God, to savor each word, to savor each verse, to savor the thoughts that you're pouring forth here this day. Lord, help it to be meaningful. Help us to be challenged. Help us to be ministered to, we pray thee, in Jesus' name, and amen.
Good morning, folks. I'd like to call out the names of those that are going to be a part of our Challenge 22 team. And as I call your names out, start right over here at this wall. And we'll just line up across the front. If we run out of room when we get to this wall, we'll just adjust the line to where we're about evenly spaced. If someone in the back has a digital camera and you'd like to grab a shot of us as we're in place, feel free to do so. These are the Challenge 22 members that I enlisted back in the middle of September. So we've had a while to work on our verses. Someone asked me this morning, what happens if you're real nervous? My answer is, nervousness is not allowed. So let me call these names out, and you come right on right now, and we'll get underway here. First is me, of course. I'll take the head spot there. Then Bobby, then Mildred, Then Tracy is off delivering a baby this morning, so we won't have her part, but the girls will, she divided it up into four segments of two, so we'll have six of the eight verses from Tracy. Then Teresa, the Belzong family, Kentucky, Naomi, Jason, Josh and his family, Cindy Rogers, Cindy, Dennis, June, John Smith, Suzanne, Mike Lewis, Sam Bender, Janie Hughes, Nancy Lansford, Rachel, Max, Chris, and that's it. Okay? All right. Let me just say a word of introduction about Psalm 119, pardon me. About 30 years ago, I was pastoring in a church down in Corpus Christi, and the idea occurred to me that it would be good if we were to start off the year by reciting Psalm 119. And since I was the pastor at that time, that's the decision I made, and I enlisted some folks that were anxious to help me. And so this last fall, I bounced that idea off of Brother Brett, and he was all for it. So what we're going to do, based on the way Psalm 119 is written, some of you already know that there are 22 octets, 22 sections of eight verses in Psalm 119 that equate to the number of letters in the Hebrew alphabet, which is 22. So if we were looking at this in Hebrew, then the first eight verses would begin with equivalent to the letter A in English. The next eight verses would be equivalent to the letter B in English, going through the 22 verses. So here we go with challenge 22. I'll start off with Psalm 119. If you hear some mistakes made, well, we'll just move right on past them and keep on going. So pray for us. If you want to follow along in the scripture, that's up to you. Pray for each individual. Pray for us corporately, however you'd like to do it. Just sit there and be blessed and make yourself one of those that you're committing yourself to the new and fresh to the Word of God this year. Then I'm confident you'll be blessed. Psalm 119, verses 1 through 8. Blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were ordered that... Oh, that my ways... What is that? I'm sorry, I've gone blank. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then I shall not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgments. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly.
Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in mine heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed be thou, O Lord, teach me thy statutes. With thy lips have I declared all the judgments of thy testimonies, of the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect unto thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word.
Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Hide not thy commandments. I'm a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh. I left out something. What did I leave out? Okay. I messed up. Yeah. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy statutes at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove reproach and contempt from me, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors.
Make me to understand the way of thy precepts, so shall I talk of thy wondrous works. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according unto thy word.
Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth, and thy judgments are laid before me.
I have stuck unto thy testimonies, O Lord. Put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart.
Teach me, O Lord, the way of thy statutes, and I shall observe them to the end. Give me understanding that I may observe thy law and keep it with all my heart. Make me walk in the path of thy commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to thy testimonies and not to dishonest gain. Turn away my eyes from looking at vanity and revive me in thy ways. Establish thy word to thy servant as that which produces reverence for thee. Turn away my reproach which I dread, for thy ordinances are good. Behold, I long for thy precepts. Revive me through thy righteousness.
Verse 41 through 48, let thy mercies come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproacheth me, for I trust in thy word. And take not thy word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in thy judgments.
I will keep thy law forever and ever.
And I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimonies also before kings and will not be ashamed.
And I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up to thy commandments, which I have loved. And I will meditate in thy statutes.
Verse 49 through 56. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. For thy word hath quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Horror has taken hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy judgments of old have been judgments of old have been my songs and house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Lord, and have kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts.
You are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. I have considered my ways, and have turned my steps to your statutes. I will hasten and not delay to obey your commands. Though the wicked bind me with ropes, I will not forget your law. At midnight I rise to give you thanks for your righteous law. I am a friend to all who fear you, to all who follow your precepts. The world is full with your love. Lord, teach me your decrees.
Verses 65 through 72. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver.
73 through 80, thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments.
They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hoped in thy word.
I know, O Lord, that thy judgments are right, and that thou in faithfulness hast afflicted me.
Let I pray thee that thou merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to the word unto thy servant.
Let thy tender mercies come unto me, that I may live, thy law, for thy law is my delight.
Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me without cause, but I will meditate in thy precepts.
Let those that fear thee come turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies.
Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed.
My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Mine eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on those that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which is not after thy law. For all thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. For they almost consumed me upon the earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth.
Your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues from generation to generation. You established the earth, and it endures. Your law endures to this day, for all things serve you. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them my life has been preserved. Save me, O Lord, for I am yours. The wicked seek to destroy me. I will ponder your statutes. In all perfection I see an end, but your commands are boundless.
Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path, so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path.
Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continuing, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies are a heritage to me forever. Rejoicing of my heart, I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end.
I hate vain thoughts. Thy word do I love.
Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I will be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou hast puttest away the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments.
121 through 128. I have done what is righteous and just. Do not leave me for my oppressors. I ensure the servant's well-being. Do not let the arrogant oppress me. My eyes fall, looking for your salvation, looking for your righteous promise. Deal with your servant according to your love, and teach my degrees, or your degrees. I am your servant. Give me discernment, that I may understand your statutes. It is my time for you to act, Lord. Your law has been broken. Because of your love, your commandments, more than gold, more than pure gold, and because I consider all your precepts are right. I have hate every wrong path.
129 through 136. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words give light and understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your customs are towards those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water flow from my eyes, because men do not keep your law.
I'll just stand behind you. It's okay. 137 to 144. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies, which you have commanded, are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me, because my enemy has forgotten your word. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delights. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live.
One forty-five, I cried out with my whole heart, hear me, Lord, I will keep thy statutes.
I cry unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies.
Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word.
Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness. O Lord, quicken me according to thy judgment. 150. They draw nigh.
That follow. After mischief.
Mischief.
Deafness.
They are far from
the law.
You are near, O Lord, all your commandments are truth.
Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that they are founded from, they are, that thou hast founded them forever.
153 through 160. Consider mine affliction, and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause, and deliver me. Quicken me, according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Lord. Quicken me according to thy judgments. Many are my persecutors and mine enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved, because they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts, and quicken me, O Lord, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is truth from the beginning, and every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever.
161 through 168. Princes persecute me without cause, but my heart stands in awe of your words. I rejoice at your words like one who finds great spoils. I hate and abhor falsehood, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous rules. Great peace have those who love your law. Nothing can make them stumble. I hope for your salvation, O Lord, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies. I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and testimonies, for all of my ways are before you.
169 through 176. Let my cry come before you, O Lord, and give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you, and deliver me according to your word. Let my lips utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. Let my tongue sing of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand be ready to help me, for I have chosen your precepts. O Lord, I long for your salvation, and your law is my delight. Let my soul live that I may praise you, and let your ordinances help me. For I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments.
Thank you so much, Challenge 22. One thing I hesitated to say at the beginning, the way Psalm 119 is constructed, there are only 4 verses that do not have a synonym for the law, the precepts, testimony, those other words, and those are verses 90, 120, 122, and 132. All the other 172 out of the 176 have at least one synonym for the word law. It's been a pleasure to do this. You can see that if it was easy, anybody could do it. Now, being a reasonably perceptive individual, I knew that chances were high that we'd have a few perfectionists in the crowd. So I instructed my team to throw in a mistake every once in a while so that you wouldn't be disappointed, and I led the way. Thank you so much for your kind attendance.
There was a little bandy rooster, and he found an ostrich egg. And so he called all the bandy hens over to him. He said, "Ladies, look at what can be done." Look at what can be done. You know, there can, when you start out in a process like that, it seems like it can be overwhelming. 8 verses seem like 800. Huh? But you don't learn them all 8 at the same time. It takes a word at a time, then a phrase at a time, then a verse at a time. And then you connect them and try to find ways to connect. And then after a little while, some of you've discovered that you begin to think on that. You begin to think on those verses one by one. And you begin to think about what it means. At the beginning, it's just a bunch of words connected together. But after a while, as you exercise and as you go through and you rehearse those words, those phrases begin to have power. And every one of those things begins to seep into the pores of your soul. And you begin to see the depth of what this individual was writing about. And then it begins to start meaning something to you. And as you continue to rehearse those verses, as you continue to use those in the days to come, they're going to get deeper and wider. And the depth and the breadth of what God and the psalmist is driving at begins to rake away some of the debris on your soul and creating a thirst and a hunger for the things of God. And friend, when that takes place, then you'll know that the challenge was well worth the time that was spent. Folks, there is no other single practice in Christian life that is more rewarding than memorization of Scripture. And some of you are sitting there shaking your head in the negative. There's no other single practice more rewarding than the memorization of Scripture. It'll strengthen your prayer life, number one. What better way to pray back to God the words of His very own words? What better? Is there any better way to go about it? When He says to ask a certain way and you pray that certain way, you can be assured that He'll bless that. So memorizing Scripture rewards you in your prayer life. Your witnessing will be sharper. If you're one that enjoys witnessing, memorize Scripture. Your evangelistic efforts will be more rewarding because there's power in His words, not yours. And so your witnessing will be sharper. It'll be more effective by virtue of memorizing the Word of God. Your attitudes will change. Your outlook will change as a result of memorizing the Word of God. Your mind becomes more alert as you memorize. It keeps you sharper. It'll keep you focused as you memorize the Word of God. Your confidence will begin to soar as your faith is fed from memorizing the Word of God. There are so many benefits, I can't even go through them all here this morning. Memorization is the single, there is no other single practice in the Christian life that is more rewarding than the memorization of Scripture. As a boy, I discovered something very wonderful. I lived out in places in the middle of nowhere and didn't have friends to go run off and play with. I had brothers that I just get to fight with. But I learned something wonderful in living in these out-of-the-way, solitary places. I discovered that even though I was in the middle of nowhere, that I could travel the world. I could open a book, and I could go on adventure after adventure after adventure. Anybody else that has discovered that? You open a book, and you can go places. I'll tell you what, as a boy, I'd rafted down the Mississippi River and built fires and fished and did all the things that those other boys did. Went on some wonderful adventures that way. I fought hogs with my yellow dog. hunted coons with Bugle Ann, and just enjoyed the journeys. I rode the Purple Sage. Adventure after adventure opened up when I learned that inside the books that were on the bookshelf there at the house, there were just adventure after adventure. And it was awesome as I began to see all of that. By opening a book, I could be transported to places. I could be transported to events that existed only in the mind of an author somewhere. Places that became very real to me. Words are powerful. Even mortal words are powerful. Many have extolled the virtues of the words of Shakespeare and Dickens and many of the old authors of their day. Mortal words carry power. But since I've been saved, I've discovered a book that is even more life-changing than those books I read as a boy. The reason that it's life-changing is because there's life-changing power in it. Some of you are on the same page with me this morning. Some of you have not quite got to that point yet. Some of you haven't really understood the depths and the mines, the gold mine that you have sitting in your lap here today. The book that we read from, the book that we study from, the book that we preach from here is God-breathed. Amen. God breathed these very words and breathed them through the personality of around 40 different men, and they penned words under the inspiration of God. Amen. And those words became the book that we know as the Holy Bible, these 66 books that have transformed humanity, have transformed the course of history. This book has liberated slaves and it's set captives free all over this globe. It reveals the heart of God, and it reveals the mind of God. It goes to depths that we can't even get to in our mortal thinking today. The further we go, the more we see in the depth of this book. In this book, we find that God spoke to men in the old, and He spoke to women in the old days. Israel was in captivity, enslaved, and God spoke to them through a burning bush, and He set them free. We can read these stories like this. We can read how things were changed in the course of history by people taking God at his very word. When Israel cried out for a king, God provided a king. A man after his own heart. And that man after his own heart made him a great nation. When things were bad, God spoke through the prophets. And He reminded the people to turn back to Almighty God. And when they did, He forgave them. And He restored them. And then He used them. Then, in the pages of the New Testament, we read that the Word became flesh. And that He dwelt among them. And everything the Father thought and everything that the Father wanted man to be came alive in Jesus Christ. And He embodied what it meant to love your neighbor. He embodied what it meant to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and all your mind and every bit of your strength. You see, He embodied that. And we get to peek into that as we look into the Scriptures. Jesus didn't just live it out. He spoke it in the book as well. And when we look in there and we see that He spoke and lepers were cleansed. And we see that He spoke and lame people walked and leapt. We see that He spoke and blind people started to see. Amazing things happen in this book. He lived and He taught, and He died. And in that dying, He cried out, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the very words prick the hearts of mortal men even to this day and across these centuries. And it's all recorded here for us, all in this living, amazing book that we have before us. But the wonder of all of this is that not only are these events and things that took place in the past, not only are these historical accounts, and it is a wonderful history book, I tell you that, but not only do these things did these things happen back in the day there, when we dig into the pages, we find out that he continues to speak today. As recently as this morning, as recently as moments ago, God still speaks to us through his word. And as we study and as we dig in and as we go deeper, he speaks louder and he speaks softer and he speaks more peacefully and he speaks in different ways, amplified sometimes quietly, but he continues to speak through this word. And no matter what you're going through, whether you're up high or down low this morning, no matter where you are in the whole spectrum of emotions today, God has a word for you. And God speaks to our heart and speaks to our lives. Why on earth would we stop our ears by avoiding the life-changing word of God? He cries out to us, come, follow me. He cries out to us, I'll give you rest. He tells us that he's preparing a place for us. The word of God is still speaking today. And it's in want of those who would listen. In want of those who would care to have their lives changed. The 119th Psalm tells us that the word of God is all sufficient. That's what it tells us from the front to the back. That the word of God is all sufficient. That God's word reflects the very character of God himself. That following his precepts, following his statutes, following his commandments and ordinances and testimonies and laws and judgments and following his word is a secret to happiness. Look at the first two verses. Beatitudes here, even in the 119th Psalm. You got the Beatitudes there in the first two verses. Blessed, happy are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with their whole heart. Following the precepts, following these things is the secret to happiness. You want to be happy? Follow the law. Want to be happy? Follow the judgments. Want to be happy? Follow the ordinances. Want to be happy? Follow the statutes. Follow his word. Be obedient to his word. I'd say this to you this morning as we close up. God's word is alive. Amen. There is life in his words. There's no death in his words. But his law is life. His word is hope. It ought to be the desire of every Christian to know every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, to know what he thinks about every subject, to know what he feels about everything, to know what direction he would have us to take. And the only way we're going to know that is to get into the living word. Oh, and my hope and the hope of all of those this morning as we prayed and moved towards this time together is that each and every one would be pricked in their heart to give their whole heart to God and to follow him with every fiber of their being. And the only way that that can take place is if we immerse ourselves in the adventure of God's word. It's an adventure that you can take each and every day. You can take a trip
in this magnificent word every day. And no matter how deep and how far you go back into historicity, God will meet you there and make application to your very life today and lead you even through the valleys and on into the places of victory that only He can provide. For that reason, it is almost impossible to incorporate the Word of God into our hearts and not be changed by it. You cannot incorporate it into your heart and not be changed by the living Word of God. Memorization, cool thing. Awesome. You carry the Word with you. You don't have to have that big 6-pound anchor hugged up to your hip. You memorize the Word, you can take it anywhere. Nobody can take it away from you. It can go into the prison house with you. It can go into the deathbed with you. It can go everywhere with you, the living Word of God, if you'll memorize its words and hide them in your heart. His Word's not meant to be a cool app on your phone. His Word is meant to be hidden in your heart. The cool app will pass and something cooler will take its place. But the thing that'll change your life is having His Word buried deep, deep, deep within your heart. And that's where God's Word is meant to be buried, in your heart, in a heart that longs for the presence of God. I can't tell you the number of times that just having the Word of God and going through situations and having Him recall those things in my life has made a difference in my life. I can't tell you the number of times. I know this. There's enough Scripture for every eventuality in your life. There's enough Scripture for every problem, for every good thing that comes. There's something to temper all of that and to help you through this life. And by memorizing the Word, you can be helped and you can have the hope that only He can provide. So I hope that you'll make use of this invaluable tool. It's available to everyone. No one's without it. And my hope is that you'll make a concerted effort to begin to hide its words in your heart this year. Some of you have got a great start. Great start. 8 verses, 1 verse, 2 verses here, 3 here, whatever. You got a great start. Make it a steady diet. Continue along with it. Stay on the path. Head forward with this as you go into the new year. Don't make it a New Year's thing. Make it an all year thing. Amen. Make it an all year thing this year. So, this wonderful living book starts with a wonderful living Savior. I know Him. Do you? Do you know this Lord? Do you know this one? Do you know the King of Kings? Do you know the Lord of Lords? Do you know Him this morning? Do you know Him in the pardon and forgiveness of sin? Do you know Him as the peacemaker, the peace bringer? Do you know Him in that way? Oh, I pray that you do. And if you don't, I pray that this would be a day that you respond to Him. That you respond to Him in the way that He expects you to respond. You can't do it your way. You can't make your own rules. God says, you come to Me the prescribed way. And the prescribed way is through repentance. Repent. Turn. Turn away from self and turn by faith to Him and Him alone. And in that moment of turning, salvation is effected and pardon and forgiveness of sin is freely given. And then beyond that point, we move forward in the things of God by simply immersing ourselves into what He would have us to do. Where are you in the journey? Where are you in the process? Have you stopped in the process? Are you going backwards in the process? Where are you this morning? Take stock of your life, if you will, as we offer a opportunity to respond this morning. An opportunity to respond to the message of the living Word and the life-changing Word of God. A response is required anytime we hear it. I will follow You with my whole heart.
Oh, I'll hide your words in my heart. Oh, your word is a light to my path. Oh, your word is this. Your word is that. Your word helps me to understand what you want. I will keep your statutes. I'll keep your testimonies. I'll keep your word, Lord. And how can we say that if we don't know his word and we don't know his statutes and we don't know his testimonies? And if you're like me, here's one thing I know for sure. I'm as deep into the word of God as I want to be. I know as much about the word of God as I want to know. And that simple statement there convicts me. Convicts me that I don't know what I ought to know at this stage in my Christian life. That there's so much more that I ought to know. That there's so much more that I ought to be striving for. That there's so much more that I could be learning. And so there's a response that's required. A response. What's your response this morning? Maybe it ought to be to get saved today. Maybe it ought to be to give your whole heart to the Lord. Quit holding back. Maybe it ought to be to turn things around and get moving in His direction, to drop off some of the habits and drop off some of the things that are distracting you from the main thing today. Maybe it's being obedient in an area that you know that you're disobedient in. So many ways and so many things that the Lord may be speaking about this morning. I'll not presume to know that. But here's what I do know. Just by virtue of having the word put out in this forum this morning, that word has done its job. That word is powerful and it will not return void. And that it will continue to work even though after we say the final amen here today, He'll continue to be working in your heart. And that unrest that you're feeling now about some area or some dissatisfaction will not go away. And I pray that it doesn't. Let's respond and respond or write to Him today, whatever that may be and whatever form that may take. Not saved? Come talk to me. You saved but moved away from the Lord? Now's the time to come home. Huh? You haven't followed Him in obedience in some area? Now's the time to obey. Now's the time to move up and step up. If you will, stand with me for prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You so much, Lord, for the encouragement that has been given out here this morning. The encouragement and, Lord, the challenging, Lord God, from Your Word. And I, Father, just pray, God, that You would simply walk the heart of everyone in the room today. Lord, that You would reveal Yourself in a very special way this morning. Lord, that You'd challenge and encourage folks. Lord, that You would just make Your presence known. Make Your presence known in the hearts of Your children. And Lord, those that don't know You, I pray, God, that You'd speak louder than ever today. Come, follow me. Come, follow me. And then I'll make you fishers of men. Lord, there are folks all along in the stages of progress in all of that this morning. Lord, take them from where they are to where You want them to be. For I pray it in Jesus' name. And amen.